Now to the NPR Cities Project.
We have to make sure that our cities are safe.
How are we going to maintain a city?
Location, location, location.
Location, location, location.
If other cities can do it, we can do it.
It's been nearly 2 years since Hurricane Sandy crashed ashore in New Jersey, devastating cities throughout the region.
The wind has picked up. The rain is really coming down now. It feels like the storm is definitely closing in.
I've never seen it like this.
It's terrible. The whole area was actually flooded.
Today, we'll hear how people hope to avert future disasters like that one. Two basic approaches. One, resist, armor the coast. Or retreat, move away from the water. In Woodbridge, New Jersey, Monique Coleman and her family opted to leave. We talked with her as her family was moving out of their house earlier this month. And she told us it wasn't just because of Sandy. They got slammed by a nor'easter in 2010.
We got hit pretty bad with that. In a matter of maybe 15 minutes, my whole basement filled up.
And then?
Hurricane Irene, yeah.
That was in 2011.
Sure enough, the water filled up my basement again.
That was with two sump pumps working overtime. And then the so-called superstorm, Sandy, in 2012.
Yeah, we were seasoned by that point.
So Monique Coleman began advocating that the state buy out her neighborhood, give the land back to nature, even though it meant she'd take a loss on her house. Well, that's now happening. New Jersey is using federal money to buy more than 1,000 homes.
You know, it's definitely bittersweet. I was talking to my neighbors all this week about that, and, you know, just the realization of that we're here at this point is pretty tough because we have grown very close, especially through the whole flood experience. So now the fact is we're all separating. That's tough. But believe me, I'm not too sad about leaving because of the fact that we've been so devastated so many times that I'm really ready to have a fresh start.
So you'll be turning your house keys over to the town administrator, you said. And what's your understanding of what happens then? What happens to your house?
Well, we just wait. It takes a while from the time that you close on your property to the time where it actually gets demolished. That will occur, that you will start to see my home and a few of my neighbors who have already closed will see those homes coming down, which I think is great. I mean, it's all about returning the land back to what it probably should have been.
So you think maybe you think that houses shouldn't have been put there in the first place?
No way. We are literally sandwiched in between, you know, wetlands. So it was an eye-opener when I found out that we are literally at 6 feet altitude. So.
What would you say to folks who would tell you it shouldn't be up to taxpayers to buy out people whose homes were built in places where they shouldn't have been built in the first place, and you should have known what you were getting into?
Right. I know. It's tough because I do understand that thought and that feeling. But, you know, I'm a taxpayer, too. You know, we've paid a lot of money in flood insurance here. We've paid into the system. And I do think that it does get to a point, though, where there is really no more money to kind of recover from this annually. So, I mean, I think it's less costly in the long run to get people out of harm's way than to have to repeatedly recover every year.
Well, Ms. Coleman, thanks for talking with us and best of luck with the move.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Monique Coleman and her family have now moved to higher ground in Highland Park, New Jersey.